Welcome to the Thriving Birth Worker Podcast, a space for conversations about how you, the birth worker, can create not only a fulfilling and sustainable career, but a joyful and thriving life. I'm Erin Underwood, an educator, movement specialist, mother of four boys, and a total anatomy nerd. My passion is to see birth workers encouraged, supported, and empowered in their careers and life.
Hello, friends. I am so grateful to be here talking with you again this week. I feel like I've hit my groove again after my life being turned upside down, well, really all of our lives with this pandemic. I miss teaching my in-person classes so much and my in-person doula work, but I am so grateful to have found creative ways of connecting with my online community. It really has made a huge difference in my emotional well-being as well. Have you switched to serving your community online like so many of us? Let me tell you, it can be hard. It can feel like no one is listening after being so used to that in-person immediate feedback, seeing the smiles, hearing the contented sighs, and then to feel like you're sending work out into the universe and then not getting that feedback can be really hard. I have been able to switch to offering a lot of my classes online, but it's not the same. I was feeling a little bit discouraged, and then I got this email from one of my participants this weekend. So she said, "Hi, Erin, I just finished the 4-week pelvic floor class, and after the first one, I wanted to write to you and tell you how great I felt, but I didn't get to it till now. Thank you for being yourself and making these classes. You let your personality shine through and make me laugh at times, and I felt really comfortable to do these classes with you in my living room. After each class, I felt better in my body. Thanks for being real and what you share in your videos and Instagram. I felt encouraged by your work, and I wanted to tell you thanks, and I'm looking forward to taking more classes once I decide whether or not to redo the pelvic floor one or try another." And it was so encouraging to get that, right? I know I'm a total goober and I make mistakes and I tell not funny jokes during my classes, but my highest goal is also not that people just feel connected to me, but that they mostly just feel fabulous in their bodies after these classes. And I am just so grateful that it has translated online as well as in person. I wanted to take this moment to remind you that whatever you're doing, even if people forget to reach out and tell you, it matters. So she happened to be sitting on that email for 3 weeks, which is totally understandable, and all of life is busy. But I just want you to know there's a lot of people out there sitting, forgetting to send those emails, forgetting to write those comments, forgetting to tell you how impactful and how beneficial your work is and how it matters. So whether you put your stuff out on social media or you're connecting with your clients via Zoom or you're doing Facebook groups, however you are encouraging your community, I am stopping to pause and look you in the eye and tell you that you're doing great and that your work matters. It's encouraging and supportive and wonderful, and please don't give up. It's so easy to get discouraged and feel like what you're doing doesn't matter and it's just going out into the void, but it really does matter. Can I issue a really small challenge to us for this week? Can we reach out to one of our colleagues and remind them how amazing they are this week? Someone you follow on social media or a colleague you normally work with or you love working with, but your paths don't cross all that often. Whoever comes to your mind, just pause and remind them how amazing they are. It's so easy during these stressful or uncertain times to go into that survival mode, to really go internal, which is completely understandable. But if we can pause for a moment and look outward and connect in that way, it can be so powerful. So let us cheer our fellow birth workers on this week, all right? In this week's episode, I get the opportunity to connect with the amazing Kimberly Kimball. Kimberly is a wife, a mother of three, photographer, and trained birth and postpartum doula in the greater Portland, Oregon area. After many years of taking any photo job available, she narrowed her focus to bumps, births, and babies 2 years ago, and her business has taken off. She's internationally published and awarded for her work, and as a trained doula, she has a deep respect for the birth space and the birthing process as a whole. She aims to authentically document people's birth stories as it unfolds. Kimberly and I had a wonderful conversation from both a doula and a birth photographer's perspective. We chatted about how birth photographers fit into the birthing room, how to capture beautiful photos without being overly obtrusive, We also dig into birth perspective itself, informed consent, and what she wishes all of her clients knew going into births, and so much more. She is a fabulous human being, and I know you'll love hearing from her as much as I love talking to her. So let's get to it. Kimberly, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
I'm excited for this conversation. So for those of our listeners who haven't heard of you, can you share a little bit about who you are and how you serve the birth community?
Yes. So I am a birth photographer. I am also a trained birth and postpartum doula. I started 2 years ago in this specialty with my photography. And like most other birth photographers, after the first birth, I was hooked and wanted to figure out how to make it work for my business and my life. And so I am usually hired outright by the client or the mother and end up documenting their birth story for them from active labor until baby's born.
That's awesome. So how did you kind of land in this world? I feel like most people who land in the birth community world have some kind of a story that led them there.
Yes, absolutely. So I have three kids of my own. And right after my first was born, I was 18 years old. I heard about the word doula and just started researching what that was. And I ended up having an unmedicated hospital birth with my daughter when I was 18. And so the whole idea of becoming a birth worker was really appealing to me. But unfortunately, I didn't have the support at that time to pursue that line of work. So kind of held it in my back pocket. And then after my second was born, unfortunately, it was a traumatic experience for me. I started doing more research. So then by the time I was pregnant with my third, I was in training to become a doula, which really helped me know all of my options as a birthing person for the third time to try to make that a healing and smooth experience for myself. And so first came the doula certification, and then I've been a photographer for half of my life. And so they ended up just falling together in my lap, but not without lots of hesitation because I usually shoot outdoors in the sunlight. And sometimes people give birth in the pitch black in their basement. So
yeah, lighting is, yeah, that's because birthing, a lot of it, you do want to be quiet and dark. Yes. And then photographers. Worst nightmare.
Yeah, I really did resist it for a while. And I just seemed to be like the universe was pushing me into this direction. But it only took me a couple births to figure out how to deal with all those different atmosphere circumstances that aren't ideal for a photographer. And now I love a challenge.
That's awesome. So how do you think, if you were to compare like your mindset of just walking in and wanting to be a birth photographer, but you have this cool training of being a doula in your back pocket, how do you think that influenced your approach to birth photography?
So I learned very quickly in my very first birth that my doula training would help me to know how to deal with an impossibly tense situation. Because the client hadn't notified the other people in the room that I was going to be there taking pictures. And so I was like asked to leave and yelled at as soon as I walked into the room, which was so hard for me. But as a trained doula, I had learned that sometimes these things happen and, not to like bring any of my own upset or tension into the situation. So I was able to just kind of put aside that frustrating issue and focus on the person in the room who was about to push a baby out. And that was kind of the first clue into what could happen outside of just the birthing person, like the chaos that is involved in birth. There are other people in the room, there are family members. Sometimes there are doulas or midwives who aren't so happy that I'm there. And so I'd say that my doula training definitely helps me keep focused on the correct energy to pour into somebody who is having a baby.
That's awesome. Yeah, the ability to kind of leave your own stuff at the door and to be a support is really powerful and takes a lot of practice.
Yeah,
sometimes.
Definitely.
So just for my own curiosity's sake, do you tandem serve the same client, as in are you a doula and a birth photographer at the same time, or do you usually just kind of choose one or the other or a blend? How does that usually work?
All of my clients hire me for photography first and foremost. But I have definitely put my doula hat on in a lot of birth situations to support clients that maybe didn't hire a doula, or their doula hadn't come yet, or they were feeling disregarded or unheard by staff sometimes in the birth room. And so I've been able to tap into my training and help clients find their voice or help their partners communicate better with the people that are supposed to be serving them so they can have a better birth experience. So I'm super thankful that I have all that training under my belt, because I've definitely had to put my doula hat on in almost every birth situation. Even with amazing doulas, I at least have to know how to stand on my own two feet in that birth space as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm curious about that interaction that I think would probably come up in every birth situation between a birth photographer and all the other moving people and pieces that are a part of the birth experience. I mean, there's so many contingencies and people involved. So what can you kind of share a little bit about your experience there, as far as you're there to serve your client? They have specific needs, specific asks, specific hopes, you know, a vision of, you know, I'm sure they've shared like, oh, make sure you get this and make sure you get a shot of that. And then you walk into this situation where they're in their zone doing their thing, however that looks. And there are other people involved in where you're going to stand, or, you know, what you're going to do. And so, or at least wanting to have a voice there. How does that relationship work that you found? Like, what are maybe some areas that have been a struggle, and what are some things that have worked really well?
Well, I always hope to get there with enough time to introduce myself to the staff, whether that's at a home birth or hospital or birth center, just kind of let them know that I respect that there is definitely a hierarchy in the birth space. And I know that my needs come last. I am often just like shooting over people, especially if it gets crazy and there's a bunch of people right around the birthing person. I've had to step aside and figure out how to make that work. But first and foremost, usually when people hire me, I'm able to meet with them in person, and I make sure that they know or that they tell their birth providers that they have hired a birth photographer, they want me there, they value photography, and so these shots are really important to them. In most cases, midwives are happy to like move out of the way if they can, or I've had some amazing midwives, like while mom is pushing, like move their body so that I can get those cool crowning shots. And yeah, I'm trying to think, cause every birth situation is so different. I mean, I've definitely walked in with mom pushing and I haven't been able to say hi to anybody. I just like jumped into the bathroom on top of the toilet and started shooting, so I didn't miss baby coming out. But I think being able to definitely those introductions at the beginning are important, because well, I don't know if this has ever happened in the birth space, but yes, I am a photographer and I don't want a midwife or a doctor to think that I think I'm more important than anyone else, because I know that that's not true. So.
Yes, absolutely. I think that mutual honor and communication is just so powerful. Like when you walk into the room and you don't have some ego or chip on your shoulder and you're just like, we're all here to serve the same client. We're all here to make sure everyone's, you know, healthy, but also, you know, hopefully gets their hopes and their desires fulfilled in every way, shape, and form. And so, yeah, when we can approach it like we're all on the same team, but I totally value and honor what you're doing, I think that opens a lot more doors than just walking in and being like, I'm going to do what I'm going to do. So get out of the way.
Yeah, definitely. And I think so the biggest space that I want to make sure that I'm like standing in the right spot and not doing anything wrong is the hospital. I really want that to be a space where photographers are always welcome into. And so in that case, it's a little bit different. I just make sure that I run it by the nurses or whatever. If there's any hospital protocol I don't already know about, so that they know that I am not trying to, take up their space while they're helping the birthing person.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think communication is just super powerful when we can initiate that, not also just assume we're all on the same page, but to, because like you said, I mean, a pregnant mama or, you know, person or couple, they have so much to think about and to deal with that if you are like, okay, make sure you tell your provider, it could so easily, I mean, the pregnant brain is ridiculous. Like it just can so easily slip your mind. So for you to walk in like that, I just think that's really important for people to hear, like just over communication sometimes is a little more helpful. I mean, and again, like you said, not necessarily in the moment where the baby's crowning, like, hey, I need to have a talk, but
yes.
you know, showing up a little early and if timing allows.
Yeah, it's definitely all case by case. And I'm just thinking over all the births I've done, how I've gotten there 24 hours before baby's born and sometimes like 3 minutes before baby's born. And so it really is kind of a crapshoot for me being able to do that communication, but it is important, definitely.
Exactly. Yeah. Just like anything in the birthing world, it all depends and you got to be flexible. Yes. So what parts of birth photography get you, what do you love the most about your job, I guess?
This is such an interesting question because what I love the most and what I love sharing the most isn't always what everyone else loves. I think a lot of people love those like moments of the first, like as soon as the person gets to hold their baby, which are really sweet, but I actually struggle sometimes in those moments because it goes really fast. In some birth spaces, it's so quick that I'm having to move a lot. And so anyway, my favorite part of all of it is watching somebody labor and documenting that strength and those moments of peace, because I think we lose sight of the fact that there's a lot of quiet time during the labor process. And I think if you hit transition and you start screaming, that's all you remember is that you like lost control. And so I love being able to deliver a story that's a little bit different than what the birthing person remembers, because a lot of times they are like totally in control, or those crazy loud thoughts they thought they were expressing outward were actually just inside. And so there's just like nothing cooler than being able to deliver somebody's strongest moment. And I'm talking like unmedicated or all the drugs. Pushing a baby out is really hard. So being able to see that you actually like all that effort that you put in is really important. Not just the cute baby that comes out, but all the work prior to is really amazing. That's my favorite part about all of it.
Yeah, that's so special to have that documented, because I've done two births of each I've done, like in the hospital, Pitocin, epidural, and then two home births. And yeah, especially with the home births, I remember just that end, that tail end of like, it feels like mayhem, you know, and a lot of it is internal. Like I do tend to internalize, but I mean, I was making plenty of noise. I was, you know, I was involved in the process. And it always makes me think of when I was college, I went bungee jumping and I jumped off the bridge, and in my head, I was screaming the whole time. And then when the like bungees like kind of basically like slowed down and like I was barely moving at all of a sudden I started screaming, and like it finally came out of my mouth, and my friends are just like laughing at me like, why did you scream then? And I was like, no, I was screaming the whole time. Like I was, but like my body wouldn't voice it. And it's just, I liken that to like my birthing experience of so much is happening internally, but it feels so real and external. And then to not always know, you know, what was actually happening and to have it documented, it's so beautiful and it's so powerful. Cause you know, you think sometimes like you're just saying that to be nice. Right. Like I know I was melting down the whole time. You know, my midwife and my husband are so supportive. Like, you were doing so good. I'm like, you're just being nice. Like, it was a mess. No.
Yeah. No, definitely. I most recently had a client that felt like, you know, maybe I didn't get as much or as many photos at her birth. And I thought that was really funny because I actually took more pictures, but it was so quick. And it just totally depends. If there's a lot of stuff happening, then I have more to take pictures of. If somebody's able to rest during their birth experience, they don't need 100 pictures of them taking a nap. And so I just thought it was really funny that she thought maybe I didn't capture as much of her story. But yeah, I don't know. It's I love that experience that you likened it to. I think that everyone can kind of identify with that, because it's in that last couple moments that you really remember all that happened during your birth experience and not all the hours leading up to that chaos right before you push the baby out. So,
absolutely. Yeah. So, as someone who's been an observant participant in births over the years, and on your website, you talk about being really passionate about informed consent and education in the birth world. So can we kind of transition the conversation a little bit into that realm as far as a birth doula, as a photographer, you know, where do you see your clients kind of regularly maybe hit a few walls or experience some pushback, or they kind of process with you, like, I wish I had known those types of things. You know, just where does your passion come from?
So I think that a lot of people who decide to have babies and maybe don't do the classes, or they just want to defer to their provider's judgment on things, which is totally one way to go. And I don't have any judgment about that. Don't realize that once you get to the hospital or even the birth center, or home, and things maybe aren't going the way that your midwife or your provider wants them to, that you have choices and options and you can ask questions. So if it's not a true emergency, they can give you time before you have to make the next decision. And that's been maybe the hardest thing to watch, because when you are in labor and you are given these big options to maybe like totally shift your birth plan and do something that wasn't what you planned at all, it can be so overwhelming and like impossible to ask someone who's laboring what decision they want to make. So I guess as an observer, it can be hard to see somebody maybe being railroaded and not being given the opportunity to speak their mind about their experience and their choices. So that's where it's hard. And sometimes I put my doula hat on and just like nonchalantly say, ask them how they're feeling about what the information they were just given, and remind them that they have time to make this decision, because birth is a huge deal and we don't know what's going through some providers' minds, whether they're tired or their shift's about to end or whatever. So yeah, it's really interesting, because I find the more people go in trusting that the system will work for them, maybe they at the end didn't love just the way that things are presented to them, or their experience, didn't know that maybe they had a different option. Most people are just happy to even have baby in the end, and that's all that they care about.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, I don't know if that answered your question. I was trying really hard to think about
experiences,
but yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I think what you said there about us as providers, whatever role we're in the birthing world, because it's our world, like we're so in it and we're used to it and it's our language. And I think for some personalities too, it's like, we're drivers and we want to make mm-hmm. this happen. And we want to just, you know, check the boxes and to remember to, this is this person's experience. This might be their only experience. It might be their 50th experience, who knows? But I mean, 50 was crazy, but I was just throwing in a breath there. Include everybody. And, but like, this is their one experience giving birth to this one baby.
Right.
And to slow down and just like kind of look them in the eye and be like, this is an emergency. If it's not an emergency.
Right.
And be like, we have a minute, like to take a breath and for you to just, you know, kind of process this. And it's okay if an answer doesn't automatically come in half a second. Like we can process this together. Do you have any questions? And like slowing down enough to move at the client's pace rather than our own pace, because this is our world. And I think sometimes like when you speak a language, you almost forget how other people don't speak the same language as you,
right?
Because you're so you're so engrossed in it. And it feels like everyone else in your world like speaks the same language and we all know the same thing. And so when you throw someone new into that environment, it's like sometimes we can forget down to slow down and look in their eyes and be like, oh, their eyes are glazing uh-huh. over. Like they are not fully tracking with me. And so I think that's just a really powerful reminder for us as providers to just take a breath, slow down, do a quick check-in. And if they're good, they're good. Like some people are ready to move at a real quick pace right. and make a decision and move on. And some people just need a couple breaths and yep, just kind of meeting them where
yeah,
they're at.
Yeah, I think just like from my doula mindset, even if a person doesn't want to have this big, long, drawn out birth plan, or they really do want to just trust their provider, they've established a relationship with them, I think that's totally fine. But maybe just have some of your bottom lines. Like, what if this topic comes up about, you know, C-section or whatever? What do you want from that experience shifting and changing? And letting your partner or anyone else in the room know that if these things come up, these are the questions I'd like to ask before we make such a big decision.
Absolutely. Yep. So transitioning back to, if you're talking to an up and coming or someone who is interested in getting into birth photography, and by the way, your photos
Thank
are beautiful.
You.
Everyone needs to go check out your website and your but if they're kind of toying around with this idea, what would you say to them? Like if you could go back in time and talk to yourself a couple years ago before you're getting into the birth photography world, how would you coach yourself?
Oh boy. I guess for me, the transition was the hardest with the technical side of things. So if someone was a photographer interested in doing birth photography, I would ask them what kind of gear they had, like how often they've shot with flash or in like really dark conditions, because those things are really important to be able to deliver images that your clients are going to, I mean, they mostly love them anyway, but you want to give them like a crisp, clear, not so blurry and grainy representation of their experience. And so I guess usually when people approach me, they are photographers that want to try this out. But there are also doulas, or other types of birth workers that maybe want to bring a camera into the space and offer that as part of their services. That would need to know those things too. And I also highly recommend everyone take some sort of doula course. I mean, you at least need to know the basics of childbirth, to be in that space, because some wild things happen, especially when babies coming out. And I've watched so many people poop. If you have a weak stomach, those are the types of things you have to consider. Before I did my very first birth, I followed every birth account on Instagram and every birth photographer I could find, and just desensitized myself to the, view of a woman or a client, having a baby. That is very intense, especially someone you don't know. And so I wanted to make sure that I wasn't going to get queasy watching a baby come out.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And so, that's definitely the first thing I did, was desensitize myself and then get kind of an idea of what my style of documenting was going to be. Which for me is total fly on the wall photojournalism style. Not so much look at me and smile, which you shouldn't do to yeah. someone giving birth, but I also don't like to do that afterward too. I just want to really get those genuine interactions. And everybody that I've worked with appreciates that more than anything else. And so I would say authentically capturing what's happening is more important than thinking too much about maybe not documenting things when they're hard. If somebody's crying, or if 10 people rush into the room, those are parts of the story too. And usually people appreciate being reminded of everything that they went through that day. So yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And just what you said as far as kind of preparing yourself for all that happens during a birth. And I remember with my first birth, that was my biggest fear, was pooping in front of somebody. I was just mortified. I'm 24-year-old baby who's oh my gosh, this is so gross. And so they're coaching me to push, and I just looked at them, I'm like, but I'm gonna poop. And they were so their reaction just calmed me down so much, because they were it's fine. We do this all day, every day. No one's going to be grossed out. Just you do what you need to do. Your body's going to do what it needs to do, and everything's fine. And they were so calm and matter of fact about it, rather than you're right, it's gross.
Right.
They were just no, this is cool. This is a body. This is what's going to happen. We're fine. Everyone's fine.
Yeah.
And I realized I didn't have to take care of them. I could just let my body do what it needed to do. And that was so reassuring for me to not feel like there was someone in the room who was besides my husband, who was totally grossed out by everything. Everyone else was just so calm. And so that was really reassuring for me of okay, I could just let my body do what it needs. So
yeah,
that's really, I think, powerful too, because people can sense that energy off of you.
Right.
If you're trying to stay calm, but you're cringing and you're half looking away.
Yep.
People are going to feel that. So
yeah.
Yeah. That's really important.
I recently mentored somebody who wants to venture into birth photography. And that was one of my only pieces of advice I ended up giving her during that birth, was anytime the birthing person looks up at me, I make sure that I am at least smiling or giving a reassuring look, because even if something crazy is happening, or they are pooping and puking and I feel a little bit weird about it, I don't need them to know. They don't need to know. They don't need to apologize. They just need to focus on what they're doing and feel that reassurance from the face that they end up locking eyes with. So no pukey faces. Yeah. Don't make pukey
exactly.
faces at the birthing person.
Yes. That's a fabulous piece of advice. We got to make a meme about this.
Yeah.
No pooping faces. Just keep it out of the birth room.
Absolutely.
Unless you're the one actually pushing out the baby, like you don't get it now. That's fabulous. So I love that. I feel like that's a really good place to kind of wrap up our conversation. So for people who are curious and want to find you, where's the best place? Do you have social media, website?
I'm really active on Instagram. My handle is Rushes and Waves. That's my business name. And I am working on my website. It's looking pretty good, but I still have some things to tweak, but that's also rushesandwaves.com. Instagram is the place where you're going to find most of my recent work. And
awesome. So everyone who's just in this world, we all love these birth photos anyway. Go follow Rushes and Waves on Instagram, because you're going to just get your fill in that happy place of seeing these glorious birth photos. It's amazing. So Kimberly, thank you so much for your time and for sharing your wisdom. I feel like we were able to touch on some really fun relational aspects and also just get your perspective on a lot of things. So I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much. I really enjoyed talking with you too.
She's wonderful, right? All of these conversations make me want to have another baby so I can hire all of them. If you're wanting to see some absolutely beautiful photography, head on over to her website at rushesandwaves.com and be sure to follow her on social media as well. If you are currently looking for some extra physical support for yourself, if you're combating stress and overwhelm, I'd love to offer you the chance to sign up for my 4-week online movement series all about supporting the immune system and combating stress. I just recorded 2 more classes for that series, all about engaging and releasing the neck and shoulder and working on tension in that area and building strength. And I have to say right now, I am feeling really good. So I'd love to have you join me, and you can find all the information under today's show notes for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. Let me remind you again that you're doing awesome. Keep moving forward. Keep breathing. Keep being in your body in this moment. Cheering you on, friend, and I will connect with you again next week. Bye for now.